This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. Despite a loss, Browns quarterback Joe Flacco was impressive in his team debut, boosting fans' hopes for a playoff run. The 38-year-old former Super Bowl MVP is the team's fourth quarterback this season. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto, who says in the injury-riddled NFL, Flacco arrived at the right time for Cleveland.
In front of every franchise just about, they should post a sign, always hiring quarterbacks. Because it's not just the Browns. There have been at least 55 different starting quarterbacks in the NFL this year. And it's a staggering number. Last year there were 66. But remember, this year there's still basically five games to go for each team. There are two factors that go into it. One is they get hurt. But the other, there's sort of kind of an impatience with the quarterback, too. If he's not playing well, I'll put the other guy in. Maybe he'll win a couple of games. You know, coaches feel the pressure to keep their jobs.
Yeah, so to talk more about Joe Flacco for the Browns, I mean, what, he was just playing with his kids, waiting for a job?
Yeah, exactly. And he also would have some serious workouts with his brother, a former college quarterback. But this is a guy who'd played 15 years in the NFL, primarily at Baltimore, then later with the Jets. And he had a year with Denver. He was begging teams to take him to training camp. His agent was calling all over. And then every time a quarterback would get hurt, the agent would call and say, you know, Joe Flacco still wants to play. He's better than some of you guys you have. So the Browns finally just got so desperate because they lost Deshaun Watson to an injury. They lost Dorian Thompson-Robinson to an injury. They tried P.J. Walker, found out he wasn't very good. I'm sure Flacco's agent was calling probably the 84th time he's called Cleveland to say, don't you remember Joe Flacco? He killed you guys when he was at Baltimore all those years. I mean, Joe Flacco has a career record of 18-3 versus Cleveland. So finally, the Browns brought him in less than 2 weeks before he played on Sunday, worked him out, put him in the game. And what did we see? He wasn't bad. So then the question is, you know, why was he able to kind of pull that off where he had no training camp and very little practice time? And there's a couple of theories. One is when a guy has played so many games like that, whatever playbook and all those things, he's gone through all those steps. And immediately he understands the offense. And most of the guys have played against Joe Flacco, know who he is. In other words, he came in with instant credibility. A lot of the other ones had to prove something.
So this ended up being a really great move for the team.
And right now you're just trying to get through each week. Meantime, they're right in the middle of the playoff race. They're 7-5.
Yeah, because the division is really kind of faltering a little bit.
Right. Baltimore's playing one game, one style of game. They're 9-3. They've had their quarterback all year, Lamar Jackson. They're good. Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, franchise quarterback, done for the year. They're 6-6. Pittsburgh Steelers, they're 7-5. The Browns are 7-5. There's a whole bunch of these teams, like 7 or 8 of them playing, it looks like, for about 3 wild card spots.
Heading into this weekend, they're going to be playing Jacksonville and talking about quarterbacks. Jacksonville's quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, suffered what looked like a pretty bad injury on Monday Night Football.
Looked like he hurt his ankle. And it just shows how it works with the quarterback. You know, Jacksonville's had a winning record. They've been very good this year. They would have been a real good favorite in Cleveland. But he's out. Let's assume he is. But I just don't ever recall, man, we've been doing this show a long time where there's been so much turnover at the position, not just in Cleveland. They always have a fair amount of quarterbacks in Cleveland because they can't find one they like. But so many key players getting hurt. And here's the other perplexing thing. The NFL keeps adding more and more rules about how to protect quarterbacks. You know, don't hit them late, all this stuff to try to keep them upright. But they get hurt more than ever. I don't have an explanation.
So do you expect Joe Flacco will be the Browns starter for the rest of the season?
I would come back with him. My view is you're 7-5. You got a shot to make the playoffs because everybody else's quarterback's hurt and everything. So pick the veteran guy that might help you get there.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media's commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.